Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields the ball and throws to second. Bonilla drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bonilla. Skinner moves to second. Two outs. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi is 0-1 in the game. Cangallosi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheets. Baines moves to third. Walker moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Boedeker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hewlett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive towards third. Tolleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the mound. Boedeker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lacy scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Traber reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Traber moves to third. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lyons. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. John Shelby pinch runs for Jim Dwyer. Jim Traver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Traver hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. Shelby moves to third. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing left field. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Oss now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lacy bunts towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonilla moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn is walked intentionally. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is hit by the pitch. Ray Searage now pitching. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Jim Traber. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Ripken moves to third. Shelby moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Orioles. Tom Dodd pinch hits for Tom O'Malley. Tom Dodd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dodd takes first base on ball 4. Shelby moves to third. Benitez moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Bonilla now playing third base. Jackie Gutierrez now playing second base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Hairston moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.